That must rank as one of the best comebacks ever for on your career so far.
I'm immensely proud, Tom. I just said them. I'm not telling any lies. I'm angry, I'm frustrated, I'm cross, but the second half, they were brilliant. They really were brilliant. Leicester teams were down 10
points down, you know, and I missed a couple of chances at the start of the second half for a goal.
I probably thought Big Callum was fouled in the initial attack from the throw-in and down, straight away tagged on 3 points. You'd have thought that was curtains, but you know, just to stay in the game and the patience they showed. I don't think we went ahead till about the 52nd, 53rd minute. Just immensely proud.
Yeah. Talk to me about the first half. Stayed with them for quite a long time, but you never really got going, and then they got the two goals.
I mean, you talked about this yesterday, Tom. Yeah. 7-day turnaround. We were probably a wee bit flat. We definitely didn't underestimate Down. Like, we knew about Conor McCrickard, we knew about Liam Kerr, we knew about Finn McElroy. They have quality players, especially in the forwards. So we give them all the respect of the day, but ultimately we were a wee bit jaded. But by God, we weren't jaded after time.
Yeah. Callum Brown looked a bit laboured in the first half, but came out big in the second half.
He struggled with a bit of an knee problem all week, and you know, there was probably only about 40 minutes in him, but he didn't want to come off. He stuck around. We couldn't get over the line without him.
Yeah, Lachlan Williams 1-7 today. McWilliams 1-7 today. Oisin, brilliant game in the middle of the field as well. A lot of big performances right through the park.
Yeah, and Lachlan was taken off last week, you know, and probably was frustrated with his own performance, but that's a sign of a quality player. You know, didn't perform to the best of his abilities a week ago and then stepped up today.
Yeah, and really close to the end, really took a big, big heart and a big performance. Some great defending. I thought.
Conleth McShane got dropped coming into the game, and probably was very disappointed. I remember when we told him on Thursday night, he was immensely disappointed. I thought he was a Shane and Bacon when he came on there. The balls he turned over, number 11 was causing us an awful lot of ball with his pace, and Conleth just shut him down, you know.
Yeah. After what a hectic, what, 7-8 days, now a little bit of a chance to catch our breath.
We might go to the beach tomorrow. Take our flip-flops.
But obviously looking forward to the final now in Armagh.
Actually, what's the final day in Clonus? Where else do you want to be?